This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite like AM 950, The Answer, and FM 94.9 in Orlando. And welcome aboard, everybody, in Orlando. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans in EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, starting with our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the guys and gals coast-to-coast, border-to-border, moving along to our bulk mail center, mail folks delivering mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and, of course, our suicide jockeys taking gas, diesel, jet fuel, wherever it needs to go, and to our Amazon warehouse folks, thanks for listening to us, and our Amazon drivers, too. Thank you very much. Now, follow us on Facebook. It's known as the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, up there in the panhandle of Florida, where I think it might be a little cool this morning, we've got none other than Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com.
Mr. Captain.
Guess what? They're standing outside braving the freezing cold temperatures because it's a terrible 62 degrees down here. I say that, of course, with my foot in my mouth, you know what I mean? 62 degrees. By the way, this time of the morning when you see someone out there with shorts and a T-shirt, they're from Canada. They're from Canada.
Yeah, Canada, New York, or Chicago.
Or Wisconsin, or Minnesota. Forget about them. All right.
Yeah.
Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because a great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, I'm going to throw a little curveball in here because these were a couple of stories that came across the wire late last night, and a lot of people haven't heard these yet. Let's start with Stacey Abrams, God's gift to the media, right?
Well, president of the universe or whatever she is.
Yeah, she's the president of the world. Mm-hmm.
President of the world. Yeah.
Now, Stacey Abrams is lobbying Joe Biden very heavily to be the next FCC chairman.
And her qualifications for that are
she likes
nothing.
To talk. She likes to talk.
Yeah. This woman, the incredibly falsely elevated level of self-importance this woman has is just astounding.
Mm-hmm.
Has she ever worked in telecommunications?
Nope.
Has she been a journalist? Has she even been on television where she hosted her own show?
No. Nope.
Has she worked at a television station? Has she worked at a radio station?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, but now she wants to be the chairman of the FCC?
Yep.
Well, I more power to you, Stacey. You know, maybe you're starting to believe the abilities of a character in one of your mommy porn books. But, you know, she's just got this mountain of ego that just doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could do that when you're the president of the world.
When you're president of the world, and you could use teleporter rooms and, you know, send yourself back in time to beat Captain Kirk if you want to, and Spock and everybody else. This woman just needs to go away. The public sector, the government sector, doesn't need anything from her.
Stop
grifting off, or at least questing to grift off the taxpayer's dime, and get into the private sector and cut your own path. Because quite honestly, Stacey, with the creativeness that you have when it comes to fiction, you should be a multimillionaire by now.
By the way, George the Godfather says good morning to both of us, and good morning back to George the Godfather.
Morning, George.
Yep. I can't repeat the next part of what he said about Stacey Abrams. I just can't do it. Sorry, George. But anyway, no. So that's where we start. And it's just unbelievable that this woman has the gall to do this. For all I know, she may be able to get this done. And by the way, they do have to be ratified by the Senate. That may not happen.
Well, you would hope that people like Manchin and Sinema would say absolutely not, along with a boatload of other people on the left side of the aisle. But when you're judging your vote on something that's strictly political and strictly ideological, qualifications fall by the wayside. So, you know, it depends on her tearful testimony. If she goes before the Senate and says she was robbed of the governorship twice, I just need to get my voice out there. Mr. Schumer, you have to help me.
Wait a minute. I get my tissue out here. Okay, go ahead.
you may have an FCC chairman.
Oh, God. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, hold that thought. Frank Silvato will be right back with me here. More in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more where that came from. I'll be back.
This is Final Warning. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida, on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive. Go to the website, Moss Family Automotive. Take a look at the dealerships they have, where they're at. Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue here in Tampa, the brand new Nissan dealership in Brooksville. And, of course, you'll be able to find out what I already know, and that is they're the home, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and church pastors, too, get a great deal on your vehicle. Plus, you get Moss Care for the life of your vehicle, free oil changes, free tire rotations. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, MossFamilyAutomotive.com. All right, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We have one of our longtime callers to the program, an occasional conversationalist. That's a fancy word for conversationalist. At the lunch table, at the lunch table over at Mission Barbecue on Tuesday. So, Begham and Bob, what's going on?
Yes, sir, Kevin. I wanted to ask Frank, other than Governor DeSantis, who I realize is not going to run this coming term, are there any good younger Republicans that are going to have a shot at running for the presidency if Trump decides not to run or even possibly against him? Because I believe that we need some younger blood into the Republican nomination thing. And I guess that's about it, Kevin.
All right, thanks. Go ahead, Frank.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a pivot that I would have hoped that the Republicans would have beat the Democrats to. And now with their retooling of the House going into the next Congress with a much, much younger leadership, they seem to be wanting to claim the mantle of the younger party, the party that's looking towards the future. As far as the Republican slate, we've got a nice deep bench. I would never rule out Kristi Noem from South Dakota.
Nope.
You know, she's a good constitutionalist. She's fearless. Every step of the way during the COVID thing, she was walking in lockstep with Ron DeSantis.
Yep.
If you want to add some more credential to it, as far as international, there's Nikki Haley.
Yep.
Even though she had her problems with Trump at the end, she wasn't one of the caustic people about it, and Trump doesn't necessarily have anything against her. She was a governor in South Carolina. She's got her international bona fides as a UN ambassador. And people to say in South Carolina were very happy with her. And now, in my humble opinion, would be a great time for the Republican Party to really look seriously at running one of these women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the primaries, at least, to see how it goes. I mean, when you start playing the chess that you do with demographics going into mm-hmm. a presidential election, mm-hmm. that would necessarily encroach upon the monopoly the Democrats seem to have with suburban women.
Okay, I got somebody just fired into me here on Facebook. There's this chat in Orlando. He says, Captain, thanks for the show. I'm looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say in the future. Thanks a lot, Chad. He's saying, how about Mike Pompeo and Nikki Haley?
Yeah, see, we've got combinations with credentialed people like that that are impressive, that can speak, that can get in front of a microphone and handle questions that come from towards every field out there. So that wouldn't be a bad combination either. Remember, a presidential election, you have to put together the best team after the primaries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you don't want to damage your candidates during the primaries like we did last time.
Mm-hmm.
We needed a wrench in the machine last time. I will give you that. That it spotlighted a whole boatload of things that were wrong.
Yeah.
Brought the roaches out into the light, as it were, in Washington. But we can't do the throw the wrench in the machine again this time around. We've got to make sure that we are strategic, that we're smart, and that we set people up for success, because it's not going to get easier going forward just because Joe Biden is an idiot.
No.
It's going to get harder because of who they're going to be actually trying to position.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me run something by you, because Mike Pence, former Vice President Mike Pence, chimed in last night. He said, help is on the way. We have a new majority coming into the Congress of the United States, and I have every confidence that Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Leader Steve Scalise are going to focus on the issues really facing the American people and on doing the kind of oversight that, frankly, hasn't been done. People in this country actually are going to get along pretty well.
Well, that remains to be seen. I love his optimistic viewpoint, but we are still at one of the most divided points in our country's history.
Right.
The left doesn't just not get along with the right. They just don't agree to disagree with the right. There's a big faction on the left that literally hates the people on the right. And when hate is an emotion that's in play, there is no, hey, let's get along to get along and disagree and have a good conversation about it. The entire woke contingent on the left side of the aisle is predicated on the vehement disapproval of what the entirety of the right is about.
Mm-hmm.
So until we start to see wokeism wane and institutions like our universities and colleges and the boardrooms, there's not going to be any getting along at all. Not even in the House, not even in our culture. We got to work on that as a culture as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Pence, you know what a beautiful thing to consider here? Because McCarthy's got his own problems with the House.
Yep.
He's not going to be an automatic slam dunk that first ballot coming out of the new Congress. And people will be maneuvering, and that's not a good look when you first get the majority back in the House. You know, someone who's above reproach for Speaker. What if they approach Pence?
Yeah, that would be a great idea.
There's a rumor that he is, there's a you know, you were talking off air. You said that there's there's a good chance he may be running for Senate in Indiana.
Yep, for Mike Brown's seat.
State. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that says he couldn't run for that seat and be Speaker of the House. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be a member of Congress to be Speaker of the House.
No, you don't.
No. What could the Democrats say about that?
They go nuts.
Yeah, they couldn't actively not support him. Well, what are they going to base that on? He was their champion on January 6th.
Right. They would go nuts. They would absolutely go nuts. You know it and I know it.
Yep. And Pence has experience in Congress, and he would know how to rule his contingent as House Speaker and the leader of the Republican Party there and keep everybody cohesive.
Mm-hmm. Now, Frank,
so something to consider.
Now, Frank, I think I'm going to go to California and see if I can collect some money. I'll explain. The California Task Force yesterday... that's doing the slavery investigation, came out with a deal where they want to pay the slavery descendants $223,200 each. Well, I kind of like that myself. Does that mean I could just go over there and say, hey, I'm related to a slave. I want my money. How are they going to enforce that? How the heck are they going to enforce that?
How are they going to have the people prove that they're direct descendants?
Right.
You know, it's not like we had digital records back then.
No.
The reparations idea is, in a nutshell, retarded.
I was going to say stupid.
Yeah, it is divisive. It doesn't help anybody. Anybody who would be collecting is absolutely, positively not affected by something that our country went to war to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the only country on the face of the planet through the history of time to go to civil war to abolish slavery.
Mm-hmm.
That's your reparation.
Mm-hmm.
500,000 plus lives.
Yeah.
That's the reparation.
Yeah.
So anybody who's pushing monetary reparations, they're using slavery as a political bribe.
Yep.
Digging out tax dollars from the government trough to bribe people for office. It's sick. It's transparent in its sickness. And these are the kind of people that we do not need in public office.
Yep. Well, I never thought we did to begin with, but here we've got Gavin Newsom running around.
Well, you know, he's got great hair.
And he's related to Nancy.
You know, great hair, and he knows where to actually get a good bite to eat during a pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Hold that thought, Mr. Frank. We're going to come back more with Frank. Bottom of the hour here after we come back with this next segment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Friday morning. Friday morning edition.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court on Thursday agreed to decide whether the Biden administration can transfer student loan debt and put the financial burden onto the American people to pay back. If the litigation has not been resolved by June 30th of next year, payments will resume 60 days after that, according to the Education Department. An appeals court has ordered the end to a special master process for reviewing documents seized from President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. The court, in an unsigned 3-0 decision, issued it on Thursday. Elon Musk announced Thursday that Tesla is rolling out its long-awaited all-electric big rig. The first shipment of Tesla semis, which was unveiled 5 years ago, was delivered to PepsiCo's Modesto, California factory on Wednesday. Thursday night football last night, Buffalo beat New England 24-10. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Oh, yeah. And I was with that voice yesterday when we had lunch down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton. That's Jeff in Sarasota. We had our great folks and friends from Sarasota and Bradenton stop by for lunch, and it's always a lot of fun. If you get a chance, it's the first Thursday of every month at Mixon's. Stop on by and say howdy, howdy. We will not let you down. We have a great time there, all of us. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Yep, that's big old Mike Lindell and company. And you know something? There's a rumor that Mike Lindell is so serious about running for the RNC that he's already got posters and things made out and sending out to people. I got several emails from him telling me that he was going to run for the RNC chairman position. We'll see how that works out. But, of course, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, his two websites, you can go there, save a whole bunch of money. And when you go over there, you need a promo code. Well, the promo code is always going to be the word captain. Yep, the word captain, promo code. And give them a call if you want to talk to somebody live and in living color at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. It's Christmas time. You can do all your shopping at either one of those websites. And I'm telling you, you are going to save a bunch of money. There's some discounts and products over there now up to 90%. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, phone number 800-641-5459, and your promo code is going to be Captain. All right, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We talk about a lot of things. We've talked about a fair amount of money stuff in our past 20 years on the radio together. But Florida, yesterday, became the first state to pull the plug on the $2 billion, that's B with a B, the $2 billion investment they had in BlackRock over the firm's environmental and social policies. There are other states that will probably be doing the same today and coming into the early part of next week.
Yeah, one can only hope, and this is one of the reasons that I'm proud to live in the state of Florida. We have a governor with a set. You know, BlackRock is Larry Fink, who's the big dude over at BlackRock, is firmly ensconced in the Biden administration as an economic advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for people that don't know, BlackRock is a $1 trillion asset-rich hedge fund,
mm-hmm.
that just runs havoc on the world stage when it comes to finance. And they are the chief pushers, not the creators, but the pushers of ESG scoring. You know, if you don't have an ESG score or you're not doing ESG scoring for your company, they will not invest in you. They push the World Economic Forum's ESG whole new great reset thing. They are the money force behind that transition. And it doesn't matter how many people complain about it. Doesn't matter how many people try to expose it for what it is, which is just a dramatic redistribution of wealth under the Chinese financial model to push us into their hybrid version of capitalist communism. You know, this is why you're not seeing the Biden White House actually doing anything to right the financial wrongs with China, is because you've got $1 trillion in BlackRock, mm-hmm. saying you can't go after them. They're a huge market. Leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that DeSantis pulled out of BlackRock, is $2 billion a lot to a $1 trillion hedge fund? No. But mm-hmm. when that dike starts to leak and the water continues to trickle through faster and faster and more, when more states come in there and say, we can't be a part of this. You're killing the economy with this. You're forcing people to do things they don't want to do in a free market capitalist society.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we get up to the $100 billion mark, the $200 billion mark, now they've got to take notice. Because now, their influence is waning. If you don't understand what BlackRock is, look into it. If you don't know what the Great Reset is, go to the World Economic Forum's website and look at their propaganda on it.
Mm-hmm.
They're the people that say you'll own nothing by 2030 and you'll be happy.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what Neuralink is?
I believe I do.
You want me to explain first and go from there? Let me read this.
Absolutely.
Because this is boy. You want to talk something that's going to get somebody started, including the person on the phone that I'm going to pick up in a minute? This is Elon Musk's Neuralink. The company wants to connect the human brain to a computer with eventual capabilities featuring the ability to review memories and more. Yesterday, as in yesterday, Musk announced that they were 6 months away from testing the brain implant in humans. Whoa.
Yeah, there's a good part to this and a very bad part to this.
You
the
bet.
Good part is that you would be able to use brain impulses to help paraplegics walk.
Mm-hmm.
People with motor skills, Parkinson's disease. There's a very good aspect to this.
Yep.
For an altruistic person.
Mm-hmm.
But it also plays into, and again, you're going to hear me talk about this a lot, Orlando, the World Economic Forum's transhumanism push,
yep.
where they're trying to marry humans and computers together to create this bizarre new race of humans.
Mm-hmm.
If the word master race brings bone chills to you,
that's
you're
true.
Thinking correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to start ratcheting up the ethics thing here in our medical and our research communities. I would love to see someone who has been in an accident or been injured on the battlefield or in the fire service or police service be able to walk again.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not for turning creating a master race of half computer, half humans, that the DOD and all the militaries of the world, especially China, would probably like to put on the battlefield.
Yep. Yep and yep. All right, let's go to the phone line. I think I know who this is. Is this Mary?
Correct. Good morning. For the ESG scores, there were people on a company last night on Tucker, Public, PUBLICSQ, Public Square, kind of like you can go to and supposedly find companies that are against ESG, and that's where you would want to go to shop. That's just a thought, and I hope that that stays true and is correct information when you go to that site. Thank you.
All right. Well,
beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to find out, I guess.
That's a great square. We are slowly but surely creating this parallel economy that we need to have in order to box out wokeism.
Mm-hmm.
Mammoth Nation is another good, solid group of 100% made in the USA type of thing. They're trying to start that.
Yep.
Where they don't do the woke thing. And there's a few other places, too.
Mm-hmm.
Align, there's a magazine is one that only features made in the USA, non-woke stuff. And we do have to do that. You know, we don't have enough Elon Musks in the world to buy all the Twitters that need to be bought in order to secure the First Amendment. We just don't. So on the right, we need to safeguard and get that safety zone that we need to make sure that our Bill of Rights is actually adhered to and doesn't become a Bill of Suggestions. And we have to create that parallel economy to neuter the far left, because they're well ahead of us on this.
Mm-hmm.
They're well ahead of us in this. They've used everything that we've built, co-opted it, and now they say it's theirs. You know, we can't have that. Until we can put a sword in the back of the neck of wokeism, we need to be able to make sure that we can do without what they're peddling to starve them financially.
Yeah.
And we can support people that do respect the Constitution, do respect freedom of speech and the right to bear arms and all of the other guaranteed rights of the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it.
Yep, I agree, and we have to do it. We do. It's a must.
Well, this is where the innovation of the right needs to rear its head. Most of the nation was built on the individualism and the creativity and the entrepreneurship of the American that respects how we were founded. We got to find that again.
All righty, hold that thought. I'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, and I hope you're able to stay warm up there.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Check it out.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota, otherwise known as Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they are known, and I mean they are known all around the country, because they do a lot of business shipping parts and whatnot around the country to people that realize that they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer and that all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. Now, that's important if you want quality at a reasonable price. So, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And they also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the Sarasota area and in the southern Tampa Bay area. They don't go all over the area because it's too far to get to go with their trucks and all that good stuff. But they might consider it if you bought enough stuff to get them there. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Again, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Tell him the captain sent you. Speaking of the captain, here he is,
the quarterback, the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. What's up there, sir?
Good morning, Matt Bruce, and good morning, America. And also, good morning to O-Town, Orlando, Florida. New station for you, Captain, listening to my show now.
Yep.
Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, our little segment. So shout out to the folks there in Orlando. Appreciate you. Just less than an hour and a half away from Tampa Bay. So God bless the folks over there. And also, I believe Reno and Las Vegas, Captain, now are on the docket. Correct, sir?
Yep, Carson City and Truckee.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Right there in Nevada. Beautiful, mm-hmm. Beautiful man. Well, let's hit college football, Captain. Georgia, 12-0. Michigan, 12-0. TCU, 12-0. And USC, 11-1. And Ohio State, 11-1. Now, if any of these were to falter, okay, in their championship game, wouldn't that make Ohio State fall into the top four? Or would you say no? You know, these now, if USC loses, they'll have two losses. And I think Ohio State would jump up into number four then. Okay, but now you got a Michigan-Ohio State playoff game that's going to happen. Do you like that or not, Captain?
Yeah, I do, because right now they're the two best teams out there in terms of college. But here's the deal. Okay, would it change the picture? Well, it should. Usually when you get a team that wins and another team that loses, and suddenly you got a team that's got a better record, in terms of, you know, the fact that they played the last game was much better, you would think they should be given consideration. You would think.
Yes. Now, if TCU were to lose, they would be 12-1, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
The question of strength, their schedule has been put out there. Would you put an Alabama with two losses into the playoff mix?
Well, now, here you go. I like Alabama, but I don't think so. I think you want to keep the parity in terms of the record, because that's the thing that's giving you That's the word that's giving you the evenness that's going on here. How's that? New word.
There you go. Well, there you go. No, I like that, you know. Excuse me. Everybody's afraid to use the word fair. I don't know why now, but you know, what is fair? What is right? Okay, we've gotten away from that. What is fair is I've lost one game, you lost one game, you have two losses, I have one. How does that put you ahead of me? I don't understand that. It just baffles me somewhat, you know. Anyway, it should be an exciting college football weekend, Captain, and I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if there'll be any upsets. Normally there's one or two. And I'm curious what the committee will do, depending on who loses. Okay, if Michigan loses in their bowl game, does that knock them out of the top four, Captain? You know, with only one loss.
You would think so.
Yeah, well,
because if you still have undefeated teams, they should go ahead of them.
Right. But what about this scenario, Captain? If Purdue were to pull off the miracle and beat Michigan, okay? Michigan beat Ohio State this past Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Would you still keep Michigan above Ohio State?
Yes, because they beat them.
Thank you. That's what I'm curious to see. Mm-hmm. Now, Georgia's ranked number one. The whole year have been dominating. Suppose they were to get upset, okay, in the championship game, and they only have one loss. Does that still keep them in the mix? Or do you say, sorry, you lost your last game, Ohio State goes in there, you get out?
Well, again, he who wins last has the best blast.
That's the
how you like
part.
That? That's a little bit original.
Yeah, or who loses last, you know, gets the body of work put to the side.
That's what happens. That's what happens when you lose. Yep.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see, Captain. You know, we'll have some good NFL action this week, and. To the playoff hunt there. The Bills played great last night, Captain. The Buffalo Bills, 24-10, victory over the Patriots.
Wait a minute, I gotta get that. You know, for this segment, I gotta get the Buffalo Bills fight song. They got one too, and it's a really good song. But anyway, the Buffalo Bills are for real. We all know that.
Yeah, they're playing well now. They had a couple of bad games there, but now they're back, managed the game perfectly. You know, this is the first time, Captain, somebody's won three Thursday night football games in a year because they played on Thanksgiving, which is unique. So Bills, maybe they're destined this year, Captain, to get their first Super Bowl championship. It sure would be nice. You know, I hate them not having one and being 0-4, you know, in Super Bowls.
And what I would really like to see, okay, because I like the man. I had a chance to meet the man many years ago, Marv Levy, the head coach of the Buffalo Bills. He was a gentleman. He was a tremendous individual. And he would give you the shirt off his back if he could, okay? They need to, if they get into the Super Bowl, they need to dedicate that game to his memory.
There you go. Yeah, I love Marv. He's awesome. Speaking about memories, Captain, Gaylord Perry, Hall of Famer, two-time Cy Young Award winner.
Yep.
Cy Young. You know, I mean, wow. He passed away yesterday at 84.
I wonder if he could still throw the spitball.
I bet he could, Captain. He was something.
What was really bad was these guys chewed tobacco when they did it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Boy.
Doctor of the baseball, get that sucker to move.
Yep.
Then they got involved in the late 60s, you know, because everybody wanted to hit him. But one last thing, Captain. This is the last weekend for Medicare season. Next Wednesday, December 7th, is your last day. I'm taking appointments left and right, helping people out. I saved a couple last night, Captain, $4,000 a year. And I can do that for the people out there also. I put more money back in your Social Security check. I get you more ancillary benefits. Take advantage of my knowledge and expertise. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Please catch our show out on this station on Sunday from 11 to 12. We'll have fun talking about the college football playoff system and also the NFL. And, Captain, God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And look forward to seeing you Sunday at the studio and then talking on the show with you Monday.
All right, before you leave, I got to mention this one thing. Just came across my sports style. Rays signed starting pitcher Zach Eflin to three-year, $40 million deal.
Yeah, he's a good pitcher, Captain. I hope he does well here. We've done well with bringing pitchers in here from other organizations, so hopefully he does great for him.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice to see. So I look forward to that. So,
All right,
Captain.
Stay low, my friend.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye now.
All right, that's Patrick Highland, of course, the Sports Zone quarterback. And you can find out more about him. He's got a Facebook page, The Sports Zone, and his personal page is Patrick Highland. So check him out. And they've got the show on Sundays that's here on my flagship station. Maybe you folks over in Orlando, to get a little different twist on things and find out what your neighbors are talking about, might want to tune in and listen to the program. You can always get it on the stream by going to theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com. All right, folks. Time to go. Time to run. That means I'll be back tonight with the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. For those of you who don't get that, have yourself a great weekend. I'll see you all on Monday morning, live and in living color at 2 a.m. Thanks for being there. Thanks to Orlando. Thanks to Reno, Truckee, and Carson City. See you then. God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.